I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
No matter how it happened, Caliber Collision makes it like it never did. With high-quality repairs, faster than ever, we restore the rhythm of your life. Caliber Collision.
How do we get your car out of here?
I don't know. Do you have the gate code?
UW Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the Fans High School Team of the Week. UW Credit Union online and mobile banking keeps your finances at your fingertips, and their security keeps it out of reach for everyone else. Go to uwcu.org today to learn more.
You have kids, and you don't want to lose them. As a divorce attorney, it's my job to not only protect your rights, but also to keep in mind the well-being of your children. And a big part of doing that is getting you the maximum child custody outcome possible.
This is David Karp with Karp & Yanku,
and I'm just as concerned about you as I am for your children and their best interests. Call me today.
414-453-0800.
KARPlawfirm.com. The worst feeling you can have is when you find out that had your divorce attorney known this or did that, that the outcome of your divorce could have been drastically different. This is why experience means everything. Now, not many attorneys can say they've handled more cases than I have. And I've had a lot of success, too.
I'm attorney David Karp with Karp & Yanku.
Call me today, and I'll make sure you never look back wishing you chose someone else.
414-453-0800.
KARPlawfirm.com.
This Bucks winning streak creeping closer to a franchise record. Go for 16 tonight against the Pelicans. Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Come talk Bucks basketball with me after the game on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North tonight after Bucks and Pelicans on The Fan.
After every Bucks win, hurry into any participating Wisconsin Wendy's and purchase a medium drink to get your choice of a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger. You'll need to act fast, though. This offer is only good for 24 hours after each Bucks win. At Wendy's, when the Bucks win, you win.
You don't become a good listener overnight. It takes practice. For more than 100 years, we at Mutual of Omaha have been listening to our customers. Not to Wall Street. Not to outside shareholders. We listen to you. In that time, we've learned that behind every conversation we have about insurance lies something much bigger, the hopes and dreams of our customers. And we love to hear about them because we know it's bigger than life insurance. It's about planning for your family's future. It's about more than employee benefits. It's the opportunity to help you build the business you've always dreamed of. And it's beyond Medicare supplement insurance. It's about giving you the confidence to live life to the fullest. That's why we listen, because it's not about us. It's about you. So give us a call at 800-49-BEGIN or find an agent at mutualofomaha.com. Mutual of Omaha. We begin by listening. Mutual of Omaha Insurance Company and its affiliates, Omaha, Nebraska.
WSSP Milwaukee, WXSS HD2 Wauwatosa, Hackers Bears, this Sunday. It's one of the oldest rivalries in football. Your place to talk Packers. AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet. Time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove. Purchase your 2020 season passes at greatlakesdragaway.com.
Pick a lane on the Wendy's Big Show, 414-799-1250. It's brought to you by Great Lakes Dragaway. Our three main topics here in the lanes for you at 414-799-1250 before we hear from the Packers head coach. Right lane, do the Bears worry you? In the center lane, would OBJ be a good fit for the Green Bay Packers? And in the left lane, would you rather have Giannis on this team or the 01 Bucks, 414-799-1250. Also in Pick a Lane, we give you news like this stuff breaking right now on The Fan, brought to you by Radio.com Sports and the midsize Metris from Mercedes-Benz Vans. All right, Brewers fans, you've been waiting for all this time for David Stearns to open up the pocketbooks, dish out some money, and the Brewers bring in an MVP. How about it? From the KBO, Josh Lindblom. Lindblom will be coming into the Milwaukee Brewers, the Korean baseball organization's MVP in 2019.
Brewers, the Brewers farm system. That's what we're doing.
Where it's becoming. There you
Thames,
go.
Now this dude here. Again, I get it, right? People are tweeting at me, hey, Spark, he was 20-3 last year at a 2.5 ERA on the year, which is obviously really good. His whip was .997. Strikeouts he had.
The numbers are really nice. Really good.
Right, 189 strikeouts this year. Strikeout to walk, 6.52. The previous year in that league, 4.13. The previous year, 4.22. What happened? That's all I want to know. What happened? Is he pitching with the other arm? Is he pitching with both arms?
Maybe he is.
He throwing the ball between his legs? What happened?
Could have
in
added
order?
A cutter.
Maybe
which
he's
the
dropping
Brewers
down.
Love.
Maybe he's dropping down sidearm now and throwing it submarine style. I want to know what happened that his numbers blew up this much in one season.
Maybe he just learned how to attack hitters better.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe he was utilizing more of his off-speed stuff.
Did I mention he's 32?
Yes. And a former second-round pick.
So he'll be 33 next June.
And he will relieve for the Milwaukee Brewers is what all the indications are. Is Adam McKelvey's new Brewers reliever, Josh Lindblom.
240, according to Baseball
That's
Reference.
Pretty good.
Righty.
Big size,
like
yeah.
That. That's a big dude.
3 years, $9.1 million for Josh Lindblom. And we were talking,
Why are you doing that, Steve? You hear him sign over there?
He's not happy. He's not happy.
Whatever. It's $3 million. Do what you want to do.
Yeah. Take a shot.
But we were just talking, about this in the break. I was like, are all these teams going after kids from Korea or guys from Korea?
Just us. Just the Brewers.
Well, in all fairness, it worked out pretty well for the St. Louis Cardinals when they went and got Miles Michaelis.
True.
And the Houston Astros were also looking at Lindblom. So, I mean, there are other teams looking dudes in Korea.
I just want to know
happened. He won 20 games.
To have the number jump, his strikeout walk ratio to jump the way it did, he did something last year that he hadn't done previously in Korea. So, and whatever it is, must have sold Stearns on the fact of, hey, I think that'll work nicely over here. Want to bet his strikeout to walk ratio is in 6 for the Brewers?
Lower than 6? Yeah, I'll take that bet.
Yeah, lower than 6, right. It'll be lower. It won't be 6. I bet you it'll be closer to 3 or 4. Would be my guess.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said ERA. No
strikeout to walk ratio.
No, it'll be right around 6, 6.5. Yep. I think he's going to be solid.
Okay.
I think he's going to be solid.
6.52 last year. The previous 2 years, 4.13, 4.22. Something. Come on, man.
I would rather give the 3 years, $9.1 million to this dude, see if this is actually worth it, than 2 years at $24 million for Tanner Roark. That's what the Toronto Blue Jays just signed Roark to. A couple of minutes ago well. So those are both ringing at the same time.
And who should get commission on that deal?
Ryan Horvath?
Derek Johnson.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, say whatever you want. Derek Johnson just made that dude a lot of money from being with Derek Johnson 1 year in Cincinnati. That dude should be getting commission on all these crazy deals these guys get after they leave him. Yeah. You're smiling.
Yeah.
You're all right.
Yeah.
So Wade Miley's got to give Derek Johnson some of his cash, too, that he made this past year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and he blew up at the end, but yeah.
So there you go, Brewers fans. Quit your belly aching. Brewers got themselves a pitcher. Josh Lindblom. Go and race over to get your Lindblom jersey. I think he'll wear number 24.
Maybe buy an old-school Pirates one from when he pitched from the Pirates. How long ago was that? I mean, this dude... My God.
Hey, 20 game winner, man.
He was pitching the bigs.
A's.
In 2017, had a 7.84 ERA his last time in the big leagues, but that was only 10 innings pitched. Previous to that, back in Korea again. Last time after that, he pitched in one game in 2014 for the Oakland Athletics.
Pitched for the Doosan Bears.
Doosan.
I like that name.
Last real extended stay in the big leagues was 2012 and 2013. Dodgers, Phillies, and Rangers.
There you go. So he's a journeyman. So he's been around a little bit.
Hasn't been around that much in the big leagues.
Good seasoned veteran.
There you go.
Been around in the minors quite a bit in Korea, a bunch.
Oh man! Well, there you go. There's where your money goes. There's where your savings goes. Bring in Josh Lindblom.
Might hit on something. We never know.
Okay, so he has changed a little bit of what his
chance.
That he's trying out his new splitter. The Brewers like splitters; they like cutters.
Is that what it is?
So that's what he's been working with, and that's why they believe that his strikeout to walk ratio is gone. They like their splitters; they like their cutters. That's why they like Jeremy Jeffress. That's why they like Junior Guerra.
Might bring Jeremy Jeffress back.
With a 3-year $9 million, though, that does it for me.
It's nice, low cost. Bring on in, make some money, come on back to the States, see what you got.
See what we got.
That's what you get. Have that.
Remember this guy.
I'm excited to see him in spring training. We're gonna talk to him at spring training and see what Josh Lindblom's all about.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back into Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane at 414-799-1250. Do the Bears worry you? We asked David Bakhtiari what he would think and what he thinks of when he hears Bears Packers and how he's feeling for the game coming up this weekend.
Pull your chin strap type game. Regardless of whatever the records are on either side, there's gonna be big hits. It's historic. Rivalry, and this game has implications, playoff implications on both ends.
And it really does. The Packers can set themselves up, Gary, to be still controlling their own destiny for the one seed, and they can bounce the Chicago Bears essentially out of the playoffs, similar to what the Bears did at this time last year to the Packers when they went down and ended up winning the NFC North in that game. So for you, how much does this Bears team worry you, though, because they are turning things around down there on the north side of Chicago?
3-game winning streak the Bears are coming in on here, Billy. And it feels like they figured out Mitch Trubisky on what he can do well. And so, I mean, that's a dangerous potion for the Green Bay Packers. And if you think that Blake Martinez is not the linebacker that you think he should be, like my good friend Steve Sparky Pfeiffer is, I think they will be, it's imperative that Blake plays the best game that he can play on Sunday, or whoever's going to be beside him. We have no idea who's going to be, they got a host of jokers over there that's going to be on the field with him. So we'll see how that shakes out. Yeah, it worries me a great deal. 27-24 Packers.
Okay, so it's going to worry you, but you're going to go with the Bears getting the points. It opened at a 7-point spread.
Okay.
For the Packers giving 7 in this game, I thought that was huge.
That's huge.
Been bet down all the way to 4.5. So people are erring with you that it's going to be a tighter game, closer to a field goal game.
27-24 Packers.
Okay.
I know you don't want to approximate right now, but I just did anyway.
I like that. 27-24 Packers. That's where Gary Ellerson's going.
That's where I'm sitting.
I'm in the camp where I think it's going to be a lower scoring game, and I'm also I'm very,
10-3
very concerned.
Is too low.
No doubt about it. 13 points. I'm hoping that there's more points than 13.
Then 2015 this last time? They got to do better than that, cuz.
No doubt about it. There's got to be more work and more stuff done for the Green Bay Packers. And I think that they, I believe they'll be able to get, but man, that Khalil Mack, if Akeem Hicks comes back, does worry me a little bit.
See what Khalil Mack did, apparently?
Yeah, he did a great thing.
Down in Walmart, I think it was, down in Florida. Went in.
Folks stuff off layaway.
Yeah, and paid off everybody's layaway for the holiday season.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Even though he is a Bear, that's still a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
Sparky, do the Bears worry you at all this week?
No. I'm not going to say it's roll out the helmets. I'm not going to go that far. But I think there's really two keys to this thing for the Packers. A, don't let Aaron Rodgers get killed. Try and keep him upright as long as possible.
B.
And you can only protect him as long as you can, right? I'm not asking you to have to protect him 7 seconds. He wants holding the ball 7 seconds. That's on him. But just don't let anybody get some free running shots at him to clean him up. That's what you don't want to have happen. And then the second thing is, please, for the love of God, continue to have Aaron Jones involved in this offense, because in the games they've lost, or the games they've almost lost, Aaron Jones was nullified within the offense. Like 35 yards rushing, one catch, passing, that for receiving. That's what's happened in these games that they've lost or been close to losing. So if they just use him similar to the way they used him last week, get Jamal Williams involved a little bit too, take some pressure off of Rodgers having to throw the football, I think everything will be fine at the end of the day. I think they still win this game by 7 or 10 points, somewhere in that area.
Center Lane, would you think Odell Beckham Jr. would be a good fit for the Green Bay Packers? Reports indicating that OBJ has mentioned it to a couple of different road teams, opponents, that, hey, come get me, that he's maybe not as happy in Cleveland as people expected it to be. Now, he has been hampered with the injury of a sports hernia all year long, allegedly happened in training camp, and he's played all year with it. things possibly not being as peachy with Baker Mayfield. So we asked the question, would it be a good fit for the Green Bay Packers if Odell Beckham Jr. was in a Packers uniform in 2020, Gary Ellerson?
I think it'd be a great fit for the Green Bay Packers. I think maybe he's been humbled a little bit, but he'd be the best receiver that he's ever played with. I mean, Aaron Rodgers. And so he needs to resurrect his career, and I think it'll be good here. I mean, I think the locker room can handle it. I mean, Rodgers, I mean, you got a solid locker room. I mean, you've got your defense is pretty good. I think he'll be a great complement to what Devontae Adams is all about and really make this offense a little bit more explosive than what it is.
And even laterally, not just down the field threat of OBJ, like him on a slant route, him on crossers, yeah, that works to his advantage where he's able to beat people with his speed on the outside and the inside too. I also see him
But they work great together, though. I think Devontae will be your underneath guy. And he'd be your stretch guy.
And also, that's a dude that, from the outside looking in, you can win with. He's not a problem child where he's separating guys. He just makes it known that he wants to win and that he's going to do what he can to win. Sparky, you're always trying to build a perfect team. Are you on board and thinking Odell Beckham would be a good fit for the Green Bay Packers in 2020?
Yeah, I think when, you know, trying to build that perfect team, you want as much talent at every position as you can get. To see a huge upgrade over Lazard and Allison and these guys, MVS, don't remember, on the football team. Yeah, he's a huge upgade. And would definitely take some pressure off Devontae Adams at the other wide receiver position. Wouldn't even matter if Jimmy Graham was on the team or not. You can just be done with him after this year and let Tonyan and Mercedes Lewis and Sternberger run this thing going forward. Running backs obviously are fine there. My only concern in all of this is, can Aaron Rodgers make everybody happy? And Matt LaFleur make everybody happy? So Devontae's not complaining about not getting enough throws. So OBJ's not throwing and not complaining about not getting enough throws. And that Aaron Jones isn't complaining about not getting the ball enough for what he wants to do at running back because he hasn't hit his big contract yet. You know, OBJ got paid. Devontae Adams got paid. Well, Aaron Jones is still trying to get paid. And if they bring that dude in, he very well may cost himself millions of dollars because they may just X him right out of that offense on a week-to-week basis.
Yeah, and there is money to be had here, and there's money to be made, and I think those conversations will also be had for those guys if that move is made with 5 years, $90 million on the contract of Odell Beckham Jr. And in the left lane, would you rather have Giannis in this Bucks team or the 0-1 crew? That 0-1 team, Sparky, I hand raised firmly in air, do not remember watching them play much of any basketball in that season. I remember cheering when they would win, and that was about it. But knowing the names, the Ray Allen, Glenn Big Dog Robinson, Tim Thomas, Sam Cassell, you know, Irvin Johnson, as well as Scotty Williams coming off the bench as the glue being thrown out and suspended for that Game 7, people believe that they were primed to beat the Shaq and Kobe Lakers in 2001. So which team would you rather have, this one right now, the 2019-2020 Bucks, or the 0-1 team?
I think it's really tight. I think it would probably be a 7-game series if they were to face each other. And again, this is all happenstance, and we'll never obviously know the correct answer on this. But for me, yes, Giannis is the best player on the floor. That's not even in doubt, right? Ray Allen's the second best player. And then you start having your conversations about Sam or Eric Bledsoe. Obviously, you're going to take Sam. The conversation of Big Dog or Middleton, I think that'll be a split vote. I think if you ask a lot of people that have seen both play, or closer to a split vote. And then you start looking at bench play. This Bucks team has nobody close to Tim Thomas, off the bench. I know he's inconsistent, but we're just talking about, you know, talented individuals and what they were able to do. You know, that playoff run got Tim Thomas paid a lot of money by how good he was in the postseason, going to the rim, shooting outside, could do everything. And he's the only guy on that team that could probably, as far as length goes, could probably stand up and try and defend Giannis more so than anybody else. Not saying he'd be great at it, but he's the only one long enough to be able to try to do it at this point. And then George Karl on that staff, which is all-star assistant coaches on that team between Ron Adams, Terry Stotts, Don Newman, all on that team with George Karl. I like that coaching staff. No slight on Bud. Bud's a very good coach, but I would take George Karl. So for me, give me the big three team over this team, I guess.
Gary, the 0-1 crew or the 2019-2020 Bucks?
Well, I just don't think they have anybody for Giannis. And I think Giannis would frustrate anybody they put up against him, which will lead to that team imploding. And that team is very temperamental. They like to point fingers. And I think Giannis, now you're right, if they're playing with the rules of that team, you know, back when they were playing, it'll be tough for Giannis to get his shot off and to score. But if they're playing today's rules, Giannis will frustrate that team.
And nobody's going to be frustrated when they're at the Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center. They're just going to be having a great time getting ready for the season.
No, no, guys. Just because outdoor golf season may have ended early, don't put your clubs away just yet, folks. You can keep your swing on at Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center. They have the latest state-of-the-art high-definition golf simulators or over 100 leading courses like Pebble Beach, Doral, Pinehurst, and others. Get a foursome together for pizza, wings, and a full alcohol bar, or make your office holiday party really special this year as you swing away while it snows outside. Don't let your golf swing go into hibernation. Keep it fresh at Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center. For details, check them out on Facebook or online at WisconsinIndoorGolfCenter.com.
Open up the phone lines before we hear Matt LaFleur. It's Wendy's Big Show on Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane here on The Fan.
It's one of the oldest, bloodiest, and most ferocious rivalries in all of football. Chicago's looking to spoil the Packers' postseason path, and the Packers are looking to deliver the knockout blow to the team from the South. I'm Bill Michaels, and if you love football, make sure you're listening to The Bill Michaels Show weekdays 10 to 2 right here on The Fan.
So, how'd it go?
What?
Did you make the team? Am I looking at the new starting point guard?
I got cut. All my friends made the team, though. I'm gonna have FOMO all season.
Son, I'm so sorry. You know, I've been in your shoes before. Yeah, I used to miss all my favorite NBA games. I had so much FOMO, too. But then, I switched to DirecTV, and they also gave me this season of NBA League Pass. Now I can watch the NBA wherever and whenever I want.
So, how does that help me make the team?
Honestly, son, we both knew it was a long shot. Yeah, we're more of a chess team type of family.
TV without NBA League Pass is just kinda TV. Switch today and find out how DirecTV will give you this season of NBA League Pass. Don't just kinda TV, DirecTV. Out-of-market games only. Blackout rules apply. Restrictions apply. Call 1-800-DIRECTV.
Has this ever happened to you after you've been divorced?
Jim, I just wanted to let you know that the kids and I will be moving to New York so I can get a better job.
What do the kids think about it?
They're super excited. They've always wanted to live in a bigger city. Tell you what, how about if they spend a couple months each summer with you?
Well, I guess if that makes them happy, so I'll call the lawyers so we can make this official.
No need to do that. Don't you trust me?
Let's fast forward to the following summer.
I know I told you that you could have them for a couple months, but they really had their hearts set on doing stuff in New York. So I'll let you have them for a week.
Are you kidding me? That wasn't the agreement. I knew I should have went to see my lawyers with this before agreeing to this deal with you.
You see, it's not about trust. It's about doing things the right way and making sure to get any agreement in writing. You don't want to regret it later when it's too late. Don't settle working with a law firm that takes a one-size-fits-all approach to your unique cases. The law offices of Thomas Morola will treat you like an individual. To set up your consultation, please call 414-327-5800. That's 414-327-5800 or go to MorolaLaw.com.
Thursday morning on Chuck and Winkler, lots to get to. Bucks Pelicans recap. We'll talk to Matt Velasquez from the Journal Sentinel at 9 o'clock. And the latest on Packers Bears are Mike Clemens at 9:30.
Chuck and Winkler, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on The Fan.
After every Bucks win, hurry into any participating Wisconsin Wendy's and purchase a medium drink to get your choice of a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger. You'll need to act fast, though. This offer is only good for 24 hours after each Bucks win. At Wendy's, when the Bucks win, you win.
We wanted to make Mitch play quarterback. We knew they had a lot of weapons. We knew they were dangerous. We knew all of those things, but we knew if we could make Mitch play quarterback that we'd have a chance.
That's Tremont Williams after the week one game, Packers and Bears down at Soldier Field. Now that game went 10-3. That game was a little bit different than I imagine what we're going to see this weekend, and I would hope so, because even though that game was great, and Gary, the atmosphere was unlike I've seen in an NFL stadium in quite some time. on the scoreboard, it was boring.
No doubt about it.
It was fun, yeah. But it was a little boring after a while. I hope we see a little bit more. You said 27-24.
27-24, Packers.
This is the 200th meeting of the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears coming up this weekend, and it'll be at Lambeau Field, a noon kickoff, 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show with GE and the big unit, Bill Michaels, live after that one right here on The Fan immediately following the game. Tune into The Fan or the radio.com app for free, and you can hear Gary and Bill breaking it down and also connect with them and interact with them after the game. It's Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane, 414-799-1250. Let's go out to the northwest side and find Dave. Dave, you're on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, guys. I got to say that, you know, being older, I think this question about the Bucs is a little unfair. Because if you were to ask me, they're 3-4. Number one would be the 71 team to 74 team. Mm-hmm. They were just amazing. And the mid-80s Bucs with Marcus and Sidney and Paul Pressey, they'd have handled them too. So, but if you're just talking about those two teams, I agree with Gary. You know, the Bucs of this period are way too fast for the Bucs of the 01 team. They just fly around too much. I mean, look at the way they're scoring points. I don't think it matters if you're using the Mike Fratello defense. They just blow you away. So I think pace of the game is what makes this team that much better. So,
I think they got too many old guys on this team. I think Wesley Matthews at the end of his career, Corver at the end of his career, George Hill isn't exactly a young spring chicken anymore. You got a lot of older players on this team.
But they play D.
Yeah, against what they have.
That's the biggest thing. They play defense on this team, and they play ferocious defense. Now, Dave, where would you say how much different was this team in comparison to the 71 team?
Oh God, there's no comparison. 70. Well, you have two of the top 10 players in the history of the game playing on the same team. So you got Giannis. And if you ever go look at footage of old Bucks games, they never walked the ball up the court. Never. They even when John McLaughlin was dribbling up the court, they were flying up the court. So, you know, their depth was a little different, but you know, I remember Greg Smith flew up the court, Dandridge flew up the court. They called Dandridge the Greyhound. All they did was run and run and run, and then when they got bogged down, they threw it in the post to Kareem and it was over.
Yeah, it was over. No doubt about it. Thanks, Dave. Good stuff. And that's the part of this conversation. Like, I don't know if it's disrespectful, but it's too tough to compare this team to a squad that actually won it, right? Like, when you look at that 71 team, that team finished the job. So until another team does that, I don't know if you can put them in that kind of air. That's why we didn't necessarily go with that conversation.
That's why we didn't go with it.
It's understandably so why Dave would say that 71 team would trump both of them because they actually got it done.
Well, I agree with that.
And it's difficult also because none of us really saw that team. But in that same vein, seeing footage of it, he's not wrong. Oscar and Kareem, if you're talking about the big duo that you need, the two top players, two star players, I mean, that was ahead of its time when you had Oscar Robertson towards the end of his career and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in the beginning of his career lighting things up. That was pretty unprecedented at that point in time.
No, I totally agree with you on that. And again, remember, everybody was at different points of their career. And with this team here, Giannis is in his prime. With that team there, Ray Allen was pretty much coming into his prime. Glenn Robinson was pretty much in his prime, right? Sam had already had two rings on his hand with championship pedigree on that roster. You look at this roster, where's the championship pedigree? I mean, who exactly are you looking at and going, boy, he's done it a couple of times. He knows how to get to the mountaintop.
George Hill?
And finish. Yeah, I guess. But even in that scenario, I think I'm still taking Sam Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Or Sam Hill.
Sam Cassell. I get what you're saying, yeah.
From that perspective. And the one thing that made Sam Cassell so good was he really understood the mental side of things of how to get certain players going early in the game. Sam was famous for making sure Glenn and Ray got their shots early, and then he found his offense later in the game within the flow of the game. He was going to get his shots now. I'm not saying he won't.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to get his shots, but he wanted to make sure those other two guys got going because he knew if they didn't get going, they weren't going to play on the other side of the floor. And that was the one thing that I think really helped. The other thing that was frustrating for me with Ray Allen was he could have been a really, really good defender. and he just chose not to be. Well, Glenn, he was limited physically in what he really could do defending somebody from an athletic standpoint, moving his feet. Ray Allen could have been outstanding. Tim Thomas could have been superstar good had he ever gave a rip about wanting to be that good. If Tim Thomas had Giannis's drive, Gary, Tim Thomas would have been out of this world unbelievable.
No doubt about that.
Unbelievable, because he had all the God-given talent anybody else has, and he just blew it.
And what you just said about Sam Cassell.
He made a lot of money.
Okay, from that perspective, but you know what I mean. Yeah, he made a lot of money. That's off that one playoff
the
run.
The greatness, probably, you're talking
and
about.
And you saw it in that one playoff run. Oh, yeah. At a very, very young Tim Thomas
A lot of money.
That's my favorite thing Jalen Rose does on the broadcast of the NBA draft.
What do you do?
When he does the player comparison, you know, like they do in the NFL, oh, this guy could be Aaron Donald. You see a lot of great things this guy does, makes you look like Clay Matthews.
Right.
He goes, yeah, I see this guy, and he kind of reminds me of Michael Redd. And Michael Redd made $189 million playing this game. So that's a great career to have. And just finds out a little dollar figure of how much this guy could be worth in this league. That's the best way to look at it, because you just saw dude signed for $324 million last night.
How's that feel, Leroy? He's just over there shaking his head. Can't believe the money getting thrown around.
No, but
this
now,
guy, if he don't sleep with his Bible, I don't know what's wrong.
Now think about it this way. This is how messed up pro sports can be. So not only are we going to give you guaranteed just a ticket that has $324 million in it. It's $36 million a year. But we're also going to give you the chance that you can stop it if you want.
Yep.
So in 2024, you can decide to opt out if you want.
Gary, why me and you ain't getting that?
Me and you.
That would make me sick if somebody walks away from $36 million a year.
He might.
Hey, Leroy.
He thinks he can get more.
Leroy, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed too, though.
That's what I'm saying.
I like to be blessed with some money, though.
I mean, you got plenty.
Would be nice. Yeah.
I mean, you got different shoes for every outfit that you wear.
That's true.
I'd rather be broke now and rich when I'm.
You ain't
old.
Broke.
I want to be dead broke now, but when I get my 60, broke. I want to be rich.
You ain't broke, cuz.
I want to be rich.
Well, somebody that's got a little bit more money in his pocket now is...
300 and something. I'd just walk around and just cuss everybody out if I had that kind of money.
No, you would not.
I'd just be slapping people.
You would not.
Come out. No, I can't do Butler versus Bullitt if I did that.
No, you couldn't.
How about I would just donate $1 million to every school? I would do that.
Well, that would be nice of you. That would be nice.
I would do that.
You're around the money, too, if you're doing that.
Yeah.
I tell you what, just donate it all to me, and I'll make sure I save you some on the end.
I give Muskego a lot.
And you'd help maybe do some work at his house with J&J Contractors.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we hire J&J Contractors.
If you got that kind of money, you can buy the company.
No, I don't want to buy the company. I want Jason to stay in business, but I'm going to hire Jason
work for me.
To come over to my house to do this job, to renovate this big house that I'm going to buy. Guys, call my good friends up today at J&J Contractors. Ask for Jason. They come over. They'll renovate anything that you have in your home, like your kitchen cabinets, countertops, like a bedroom, put in a new bedroom, like a bathroom, put in a new bathroom, renovate your bathroom, like your basement, build out your basement.
Livable space
in your basement.
I like that one.
Playroom, man cave. Guys, if you got an idea,
I don't think you
my
can
good
say
friends
playroom
at
anymore.
J&J Contractors can make it come true. Call them up today. That's J&J Contractors, and that's for Jason.
I don't think you're
right. You should have played baseball. That would have been the better.
Put me in right field. I can hit 235. Those guys get $11 million hitting 235.
Also, this coming out from Adam McCalvey, as we've been covering Josh
Lindblom.
Did you Lindblom.
Text him? We saw him on TV.
No, I
Hall
didn't.
Hall of Fame.
He was
we get
he
a
was
manager.
Good questions.
Come over there now to come be on our staff.
No, but we do have some more information on Josh Lindblom. Apparently, Adam has spoke a little bit that he is expected to start this year, that he is going to have a chance to win a starting job for the Milwaukee Brewers. Now,
guy
that
laughing,
won
Steve?
20 games last year in the KBO.
And the what?
The Korean Baseball Organization.
Hey, it worked for Thames.
No doubt about it.
Thames. That's what I said.
Thames was the MVP of the KBO in 2015.
Yeah, so why is Steve laughing though?
Steve laughing at it.
Is the MVP of the KBO in 2019.
Let me text David Stern and tell him he did it again.
Tell him congratulations. Also,
he's done it again.
Craig Counsell saying Adrian Hauser will start next season. There you go. Thank goodness.
That, though, right?
So far, the options are Brandon Woodruff, Adrian Hauser, Eric Lauer, and Josh Lindblom.
Where's Knebel at?
They do not expect that he will be ready for opening day.
Craig Counsell saying May.
All right, we'll wait till May.
That's fine.
So okay, you still have it. Burns and Peralta as options for the rotation as well, if you would like.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not saying they have to use those two, but I'm saying as options.
Yeah. Home run derby.
Maybe. He will. Corbin Burns is probably going to start games. I mean,
Gary, that is so
much
mean.
As I don't necessarily that is want
mean.
To. I want to hear from Matt LaFleur. We're going to do that next. What is Big Show on the Fan?
Hey, it's Sparky Fiber, weekday afternoons from 2 until 6. Just wanted to thank you for making the 13th annual Fan Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin Robin's Nest presented by Bayview Shade and Blind and Annex Wealth Management a huge success this year. Presented by Bayview Shade and Blind, Great Midwest Bank, AmeriCash Loans, Sprinkler Fitters, Local 183, Direct Drive Logistics and Direct Drive Express, Krepke Trucking, Lincoln Contractor Supply, CarStar of Milwaukee, and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Wow! Another season of great racing action is over at the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. 2019 was an awesome year, and thanks to all of you for helping to make that happen. Now's the time to get your 2020 Great Lakes Dragway season passes for next year. Just go to greatlakesdragway.com to purchase. And remember to pre-book your group event or track rental in advance because the dates fill up fast. Happy holidays from everyone at Great Lakes Dragway. Just a burnout west of Interstate 94 on County KR. Be there.
Kevin Moret here, founder of Mentality Men's Health. First responders are always running towards things the rest of us run away from. Because being focused, strong, and fearless is part of the job description, we are proud to partner with so many first responders in being prepared for anything. For any guy, healthy testosterone levels are necessary for consistent performance, and our clients feel it. We are grateful for everything first responders do and will continue to be in their corner, prepare for anything. Covered by insurance so every guy can afford it. Start today at lowtusa.com. That's lowtusa.com.
So, how'd it go?
What?
Did you make the team? Am I looking at the new starting point guard?
I got cut. All my friends made the team, though. I'm going to have FOMO all season.
Oh, son, I'm so sorry. You know, I've been in your shoes before. Yeah, I used to miss all my favorite NBA games. I had so much FOMO, too. But then, I switched to DirecTV, and they also gave me this season of NBA League Pass. Now I can watch the NBA wherever and whenever I want.
So, how does that help me make the team?
Honestly, sir, we both knew it was a long shot. Yeah, we're more of a chess team type of family.
TV without NBA League Pass is just kinda TV. Switch today and find out how DirecTV will give you this season of NBA League Pass. Don't just kinda TV, DirecTV. Out of market games only. Blackout rules apply. Restrictions apply. Call 1-800-DIRECTV.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2-for-5s are done with Wendy's 2-for-5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick 2 for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave's single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today or order through the Wendy's app and taste how a real 2-for-5 is done.
Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Hey, it's Radio Joe on the next Bill Michaels show.
We wanted to make Mitch play quarterback.
So should that be the strategy again coming up on Sunday, Packers fans? Bears sideline reporter Mark Grody stops by at 10:30 and fantasy football with Dave Richard at 12:30. That's the Bill Michaels show weekdays 10 to 2 here on The Fan.
Big Show on the Fan, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Guys, the Beaufort and Christmas Lager is here, but you have to act fast if you want to test it out because there's only an extremely limited supply of this one-of-a-kind beer available, and there's only a few dozen cases left. Once it's gone, it's gone. So if you want to test out, and you should want to test out the Beaufort and Christmas Lager, this is exactly what you're going to want to do. Total Wine and More this week, 3 to 6 on Friday in Greenfield. Once again, The Total Wine & More in Greenfield is the place you're going to go, and you're going to have an opportunity to test the one-of-a-kind Beaufort & Christmas Lager for free. For free. That's all it is. For free, you're going to get the Beaufort & Christmas Lager.
How much does it cost?
Free. Free oh. 99 also is one of my favorite ways to say it. Free, it's me, and give me three. Now, I don't know exactly how many opportunities there are, but my man Rob's usually generous. So go and test it out today. Crisp. Smooth, drinkable, just smooth. Like the rest of the Beaufort & lineup, guys. Smooth. It's made with the kind of unmatched quality that only a family-owned brewery can provide. It is the Beaufort & Christmas Lager. Come on this year and drink in the boff with us here at Beaufort & Beer.
This segment of The Big Show is brought to you by Uptown Motors Lincoln. Uptown begins with you, the official auto dealership of Leroy Butler. Go to UptownMotors.com. Now, let's hear from the head coach on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Matt LaFleur spoke earlier today. We bring it to you now here as he gets ready for Bears Week, his second go-around in the rivalry here at 105.7 FM, The Fan. 1250 AM in the free radio.com app.
Just how they look differently from, you know, their defense to you since then, since 4 months later.
Yeah, I mean, they're rolling right now. So we know they're one of the best defenses in the league, in my opinion. They're challenging on all three levels, and they got guys that can completely wreck a game. They got guys in the back end with ball skills. So it's going to be a great challenge for us.
I know Akeem Hicks may or may not play, but if he is available for them, what kind of difference maker is he in the interior?
Yeah, he's one of the best in the business. So certainly we're going to prepare like he's playing and just go about it that way.
Matt, is Jared Belvier, did he knock off enough rust in these couple of weeks of practice, and where do you think he's at?
Yeah, I think he's done a nice job. He's a smart guy. He's picked it up quickly, and I think Adam Stenovich and Luke Butkus and the other guys in that room have done a great job with him. But he's a veteran that's got a lot of experience, so we feel pretty good about him.
I play a lot of right tackle, I think. Can he play both sides, or is he more of a right side guy?
Yeah, no, I think we think he's versatile enough to do either.
Kind of the flip side of changing since week one, I think you said Monday that offensively you feel like you've changed a lot since the opener. Where do you feel like you've changed the most over these past 13 weeks?
I think it's hard to just pinpoint one thing, because I think, you know, that was our first time getting out on the grass as a offense. Just the players' understanding of what the expectations are, what the standards are, and I think we're a lot different than we were in week one.
Aaron Jones's run totals are kind of all over the map. What happens when he has his 90, 100, 120 yard games as opposed to 30 or 40? What's going on there? What's the difference? I mean, I assume that you go in every week wanting him to gain X amount of yards on the ground.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, he's a really good player. He's explosive, and if the run game's going, that affords you more opportunities to try to get him involved. I think on a weekly basis, in terms of the pass game, it's just kind of one of those deals in terms of what type of coverages are they playing, and how can we get them involved? But we're always looking for different ways. But if the run game's going, then it's much easier to get them as touches.
How has Trubisky changed from week one?
Well, I just think he's playing at a really high level right now. I mean, they rolled up a pretty good number on a pretty solid Dallas defense. I think they were winning 31-7 at one point, and he just looks decisive. You know, if it's not there, he's using his legs a little bit more. So we're going to have to be extremely disciplined in our rush lanes and just make sure we keep eyes on him at all times, because he's a talented guy, and if it's not there on schedule, he can really hurt you with his legs.
It's not warm out today. It will be warmer Sunday than this, so do you not go outside? It's just too cold.
No, not going outside had nothing to do with the weather. We're gonna go outside every time we have team periods to get the guys accustomed to what they're going to play in. But today was more of a where we are physically as a football team. It's, you know, I think a lot of teams are like that late in the year, and we're going to use it more as a mental day and get all our reps in through walkthrough. And then we'll have a 15-minute individual period just to make sure the guys are just, you know, getting a little bit of work in physically.
Do you think the amount of mental days that you've had throughout the season and the workload in general has kind of paid direct dividends to the health of the roster right now?
I think it has something to do with it, for sure. You know, you just don't want to beat your guys into the ground. You want them, your players available for Sunday, because there's plenty of banging that goes on game day. So we're always mindful of what we're asking our guys to do, and we try to take care of them. And I think we've got a lot of great people around here to really help them be physically at their best.
I know you've only coached him this season, but how does a guy like Tremont, at his age and the position he plays, be so durable throughout his career?
Yeah, that's a great question. He's a true pro. He knows his body. He's always doing the little things to make sure he's taking care of everything. He's constantly just doing the right things.
So, Matt, in week one, you had the quick five-play drive, and then it became like the second-half chess match, you know, to win on their turf. And they didn't know about you. It was your first game out there. And like you said the other day, so much has changed now as we get into week 15. Is that a part of your game planning or thought about what worked for you in that game? Or is it so much different now that both these teams have evolved and changed?
Yeah, I think we've both evolved. But you definitely want to go back and reference that game and try to get an idea of how they may do things against you in all three phases. And but I think you have to look at some of the more recent stuff, whether it's offensively, defensively, or in special teams, to get a really good grasp of what they're trying to do. I mean, there's different guys out there. First of all, the personnel changes and evolves throughout the season. So, and I think ultimately you got to cater to who you have playing on Sunday.
How do you compare the atmosphere and the buildup to this game compared to the season opener, where there was just months and months and months of the 100th season kickoff and everything?
Yeah, you know what? I don't pay too much attention to any of that stuff. I know this, that we've got a really good football team coming in here. And, I mean, this is a critical game for both of us in terms of how we progress through the season. It's a big NFC North rivalry game. And, you know, it's just happens to be the next game, but it is the most important game.
Does it have any more of a, I don't know if this is the right way to say this, but a business-like feel, more of a normal feel, because it's a late-season game, you're in the middle of everything, it's going to be a regular noon game as opposed to what you guys did to kick off the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think we approach it the same way, whether it's a primetime game, whether it's a noon game. We know it's going to be a tough-ass game, and We better get our minds right, our bodies right, ready to go.
Do you think you've turned the corner on special teams, and not just because of the returns last week, but your coverage just tightened up? JK's had two pretty good games in a row.
Yeah, I think we've definitely improved. But you're only as good as your last game, and I know there's more out there for us, and we got to keep continuing to get better and each and every day dig at the details because. You know, you got to be consistent as well, and just two good games doesn't mean you've arrived by any stretch. You've got to keep doing it each day, and so we'll keep striving for that.
You have a good offensive line that had a pretty bad night in the opener against Chicago. Do you use that at all this week?
No, we. I mean, again, I don't think our guys need a whole bunch to motivate them. I think we all know what's kind of on the line here in terms of you got a team that's really hungry right now, and they're talented and they're on a roll. I know they're going to be coming in here with a lot of confidence, and you know they took it to us a little bit last game, and so I think our guys, their minds are in the right place and they'll be ready to play.
Hopefully they are, because this is a huge game for the Chicago Bears, huge game for the Green Bay Packers, too. You extinguish the Chicago Bears, you take them out back, finish off the job, put them out of their misery, knock them out of the playoffs, and you keep yourself in position to control your own destiny for a first-round bye. And that bye week could be a lot nicer if you were just staying over at the Pfister Hotel, maybe a little two-day weekend, Gary, hang out, go get some food. That would be a great getaway.
No, really, because you talk about the history of the Milwaukee. Well, Milwaukee has a lot of history. And the Pfister Hotel, Mason Street Grill, guys, they've been around for 125 years. Guys, just walking into the lobby of the Pfister, your jaw will drop. You want to see the great Milwaukee city views? Well, check out Blue, the hotel's cocktail lounge on the 23rd floor. Maybe relaxing in a spa is more your style. They have an award-winning well spa and salon too. Experience the Midwest Condé Nast Traveler's Reader's top choice and experience the wonder of the Pfister at the PfisterHotel.com. But wait, I got more, folks. Right next door to the Pfister, the award-winning Mason Street Grill, a fantastic local joint with a wood-fired dishes, delicious steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and live music. Literally some of the best steaks you will ever have. Whether you want to enjoy the vibrant bar, bustling dining room, or elegant private spaces, experience the best of the area, fresh cuisine, expert service, and unmatched atmosphere. Reserve your table today at MasonStreetGrill.com. Two fabulous places right here in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. The Pfister Hotel, Restaurant, Bar, and next door, Mason Street Bar and Grill. Make sure you make your own history tonight and check them out soon.
Okay, Steve, did you not think
did
that
I do something wrong?
Did you not think that I would want to know who's coming up on Chuck and Winkler tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.?
I'm not sure our boss is going to be very happy about that either, but I'm not going to be the one to tell
you. You don't think that I'd be wanting to know that Heavy Machinery, WWE Tag Team Champions, are going to be in town?
Never heard of them. Who's part of Heavy Machinery? Would I know anybody?
No.
But They're all new guys?
But you would love Heavy Machinery.
They're all new guys?
Look up Heavy Machinery and tell them that you don't understand why they're Bill Schmidt's favorite tag team in the WWE.
Heavy Machinery.
Yeah, Heavy Machinery. Come on now.
Nothing comes up.
7 a.m. tomorrow morning. Yeah, Tucker and Otis.
Oh, so those are their real names?
Those are the boys. Check those boys out. One does the worm every single time he's about to do his finisher.
Oh, that's a ripoff.
They are
sweet. It took
sweet.
That from Scotty Too Hottie, the worm thing.
Yeah, but
dude, these guys can't come up with anything original.
Look at my man Otis. That dude's like 350. Him doing the worm is a lot more impressive than Scotty Too Hottie doing the worm. So 7 a.m., do not miss Heavy Machinery on Chuck and Winkler. That's going to be fun. Also, don't miss us down at Brat Bowl 1 coming up on Friday here in Kenosha. It is the Fan against the Score, Bears versus Packers. We're getting you ready. Got a great opportunity for you guys to win some prizes, win some games, and check out the broadcast or broadcast, whichever one you want to say. It's at the Brat Stop, Brat Bowl 1, this Friday, 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. All shows broadcasting live from the Brat Stop. We're going to eat some brats and get ready for the game and cannot wait for that one. The Score against the Fan. Come on out and support your guys, and we'll wrap things up. Get you ready for Bucks and Pelicans tonight with no Zion, no Giannis, but I'll be here with the Big and Safe Pros postgame show, so don't you worry. We're back after this.
Hey guys, Bart Winkler from Chuck and Winkler. Brat Bowl 1 coming up this Friday at the Brat Stop in Kenosha. The Fan will be side by side with the guys from 670 The Score in Chicago, broadcasting live all day as we get ready for Packers Bears on Sunday. Stop by this Friday and support your guys from The Fan.
During your free consultation, you'll at least be able to get a lay of the land. And if you decide that I'm the right person to help in your divorce proceedings, great. If not, that's okay. But keep this in mind. With over 31 years of being in divorce court, the experience I have will assure you that you're dealt with fairly.
This is David Karp with Karp and Yanku,
and I'm here to help.
414-453-0800.
KARPLawFirm.com. Do you know I've seen people fight for full custody of their children just to hurt their spouse? It's pitiful. And even more so when it's clear who truly has the best interests of their children at heart. In the heat of divorce, lines between right and wrong are often blurred, but it does inspire me to fight for you, your children, and for what's right.
This is David Karp with Karp and Yanku.
If you need a fighter on your side, you just found one.
414-453-0800.
KARPLawFirm.com.
Hi, this is Tom Carroll from Sandler Sales Training Waukesha with sales tips that matter. Boss, my pipeline is looking pretty slim right now. I need a few more leads. Sound familiar? Have you seen your salesperson's most recent pipeline reports? Is it simply a bunch of names you've seen before? A Sandler pipeline report is a list of prospects who'll turn into money on the next call. A second list is one that simply names prospects with clearly defined dates and action steps. And finally, The salesperson should close the sale or close the file and move on. If you want your team to close more business, I can help. Log on to freesaleshelp.com. That's freesaleshelp.com. Find out how I can help your team experience even greater sales success. We all have something new to learn. Find out more at freesaleshelp.com and get the free booklet, Why Do Salespeople Fail? Get started at freesaleshelp.com. Sandler Sales Training, Waukesha.
This Bucks winning streak creeping closer to a franchise record. Go for 16 tonight against the Pelicans. Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Come talk Bucks basketball with me after the game on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show. Driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North tonight after Bucks and Pelicans on The Fan.
After every Bucks win, hurry into any participating Wisconsin Wendy's and purchase a medium drink to get your choice of a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger. You'll need to act fast, though. This offer is only good for 24 hours after each Bucks win. At Wendy's, when the Bucks win, you win.
It's always fun. Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. All right, Leroy Butler, Leap 36, Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back. You guys always joke about how, why can't we get these jobs, right? Why can't we get these opportunities?
We're stuck here.
So, your boy, this is actually buzzworthy. Let me make sure that we do this right here.
It's time for the Beauforting Sports Buzz of the Day, where we discuss today's most buzzworthy sports story. Brought to you by Milwaukee's most buzzed about beverage, 100% natural Beauforting beer. Go all natural and drink in the boff.
This from 1310 The Ticket in Dallas.
Okay.
Troy Aikman.
Oh, boy.
The former Dallas Cowboy quarterback admits that he would listen if an NFL team broached him about becoming the general manager. Said it would be maybe a next frontier for him.
I don't blame him.
The quote is, it's a real long shot, Aikman said. It's unlikely Jerry would ever bring somebody in who can help this team in that regard because he's real stubborn and steadfast. And that's one thing that he wants to do, is he wants to be in charge.
I
think in a lot of ways, until that changes, this team is going to have some problems. But would he ever ask me to come be a part of it? That would be a real leap of faith. I don't envision that happening. I don't envision that happening at any point, quite honestly.
I mean, I hope
no matter who's in charge out there.
If Mayock can do it,
yes.
And John Lynch can do it, he can do it.
I want Daniel Snyder to offer him the GM job in Washington.
That's what I want.
That is amazing. Well, so he said, I'd be down, but I'm not working for Jerry.
Right.
Well.
It'd be like working for Daniel Snyder, really.
The latest rumor, since you got another buzz going on, is Herb.
Yeah, Urban Meyer.
To the Cowboys.
Now, that one, I think, makes a lot of sense.
That ain't happening.
That's not happening. I agree.
Really?
I disagree.
I think that one definitely could happen.
He is not going there.
But the thing is, Jerry then, like...
He'll quit another. It'll be a fifth job he's quit.
All he talks about is how much he loves Jason Garrett, and I want to give him every opportunity to succeed. And then I'm going to start talking about his possible replacement while he's still coaching the team.
I could see Urban Meyer coaching Cleveland before Dallas.
Urban Meyer needs to stay in the booth with no stress. Remember, he left Florida because of stress.
He was almost dying on the sidelines.
Allegedly, okay?
What?
You saw him with that brain situation?
He's
laying there, grabbing his head. Just get rid of it.
Urban Meyer ain't got the cleanest of records, man.
That's for sure.
He may need to stay in the booth.
Let Gary
get them jobs, man.
That's what I'm saying. Just stay in the booth.
Packers, if you want to fire Gutekunst and give me that job, I'll hire him back for my assistant.
That works
out. Tweet that quote up, please.
Yeah, tweet that quote out. Let's get Leroy Butler one
you
of these jobs.
You want to fire Goody?
Yeah. I'll make him my assistant. I'll buy Intercom and fire you guys.
The future Hall of Famer and future Green Bay Packers general manager, Leroy Butler. Gary Ellerson, Z Sparky Fife. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Talk to you tonight after Bucks and Pelicans here on The Fan.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye. Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Looking to pair that delicious pork tenderloin and a buttery pear cider sauce? Try an oaked Chardonnay.
On a quest to master the perfect cheese board? Pair it with a fruit-forward dry Pinot Grigio to take it to the next level.
Want a gift like a pro? A great bottle of Bordeaux only needs a ribbon, and we have a great selection of gift wrapping.
Whether you're entertaining or just bringing the wine, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection with you this holiday at Total Wine & More. Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
There's something celebratory about Bubbles. Our ridiculous selection of champagne and sparkling wines will make the holidays pop.
Who couldn't use a friendly wine elf? I can help you find the perfect bottle at just the right price.
Deep frying a turkey this year? A rich and earthy Chateau Neuf de Pop would make an interesting pairing.
Whether you're entertaining or just bringing the wine, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection with you this holiday at Total Wine & More. Cheers.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2-for-5s are done with Wendy's 2-for-5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick 2 for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today or order through the Wendy's app and taste how a real 2-for-5 is done. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
WSSP Milwaukee. WXS. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.